The, what do we call her, the renegade, the feisty ANC MP, Dr. Makosi Khoza, has been officially charged with ill discipline by the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. Provincial Secretary, is his name really? Super Zuma? That's what it says on my screen. Super Zuma. What does that make our president? Not so super Zuma, I wonder. Anyway, yes, we can confirm that Comrade Makosi Khoza was served with the charge sheet yesterday evening. She's already confirmed that she's received her charges. We are now looking forward to her to appear before the disciplinary committee. Political analyst Dr. Somadodo Fikeni, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you and your listeners.
It was inevitable. She's not the only outspoken ANC MP, but she has been the most sort of front of center, getting attention in the media.
Certainly, I do think that her high profile pronouncements and participation in several forums, which were covered by the media, made her position the one that we would expect she would come into direct conflict with the ANC, particularly in KZN, where they are quite sensitive about anyone who might be seen as splitting the province's position, either on supporting President Jacob Zuma or on the question of succession.
With her now being charged, is it inevitable that others like Pravin Gordhan and Derek Hanekom, and there are more names that one can add to that list, that will inevitably be charged as well? Or is it only this media darling, you think, that is likely to get the attention of the beak?
I doubt ANC will have an appetite to take on many members at the same time. They may just isolate her in order to send a signal to others, but I doubt they'll have the appetite to go for Pravin Gordhan, to go for others, more so because you already have an NEC that has made pronouncements, and even members of parliament like the Chief Whip, which if you decide to take on all of them, you may risk splitting the party.
What are the risks of her not having been charged? I mean, if you are an ANC apparatchik and there is a member of the party who is speaking out against the leadership of the party and getting a lot of attention for that speaking out and is emboldened by that intention to, by that attention to speak out even more vociferously, is there a risk in not charging her?
I do think that if you look at KZN, KZN might be a lot more worried because they want to present a united face. And if then you do have people coming from that province being vocal, it might embolden other people who are unhappy, like the ones who were unhappy with the ouster of Senzo Mkhunu, who were unhappy with the outcome of Ethekwini region. And that in itself, and the issue of discipline generally within the ANC, even though ANC is notorious for applying it inconsistently, but on this particular question, it may see it as an existential crisis if they do not take action against the member who is actually gaining some traction and momentum in terms of being outspoken against the very ANC leadership.
How far do you think they are likely to go in terms of disciplining Makosi Khoza? Suspension from the party? Expulsion from the party? How is there a balance that they would seek to achieve between acting against an ill-disciplined comrade but not acting so sternly that she gets even more sympathy and becomes even more of a figurehead for disaffection?
Well, I do think that they may prefer suspension, especially that which comes before the 8th of August. But if she continues to challenge them and be outspoken, they may trigger the penultimate sentence, which is expulsion.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Somadodo Fikeni, a political analyst on the line to us from Gauteng.